We hold daf hey, perik sheni. We're holding second perik. Okay, the Mishnah says masnisin mitzorfin shkolim ledarkoines. You could change over the machsa shekel into another coin into a darkoines. A darkoines. So in Farshis, first they used to collect the machsa shekel in your city. Let's say you lived in Haifa. So the Bezdin there used to collect the machsa shekel from everybody in Haifa, and then they would send the money to the Beis Hamikdash. So it's heavy to carry a machsa shekel. So you're allowed to change it over into this coin, the darkonius, which doesn't weigh so much, and bring that to Yerushalayim, and there they would change it back into a machsa shekel. So the darkonius, he says, is humat veya shel zohov. It's a golden coin. Lohokam yaleya masya derech. To make it easier for them, they should carry all the machsa shekel from their town to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. So when they wanted to carry it from their town to Yerushalayim, they're allowed to change over the money into gold, and carry the gold to Yerushalayim, and then change it back to machsa shekel. Mipnei masya derech, because it's too heavy to carry all the machsa shekel, so you can change it over. Kishem, now the Mishnah says, kishem shoyu sheforos b'mikdash, the same way they had a shofar. Shofar means that was the barrel-like where they used to put the money into. Now it looked like a shofar. A shofar, the pshat is that it's small on top, and when it comes down, it becomes bigger. They say the pshat is you get the money in, but you want to get it out, you can't put your hand in there to get it out. That's why they used to put the money into a box looking like a shofar, that the top hole was small, and the bottom it used to become bigger. So all the money would lay there, and you couldn't put your hand in again to take it out. So, kishem shoyu sheforos b'migdosh, kach shoyu sheforos b'medina. Who are then in the rest of Yerushalayim, or some of us learn it means in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they're also sheforos. So the Kravneda says sheforos means tevois, like a box, shepiyom tzara, the top was very small, the opening, lamala, omar chevoilot kein shofar, became wider and wider on the bottom, like a shofar, kidesh lo yochel lito mem klum, so that you can't take anything out of it, you can't get your hand inside it. That's what used to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, who are then the Medina? Means Yerushalayim. Also, they used to have the Sheforos. Like we're saying, the Bezdin used to collect in every town the Machsa Shekel from their people, and then they were sent to Yerushalayim. So, in every town, or in Yosin Yerushalayim, they had all Sheforos. B'nei Yair Shesholchu Ekshikleim. What's going to be if you're living in your city in Tveria, and they collected all the machsa shekel from the people in Tveria, and now they sent it with a shliach to go to Yerushalayim? So bnei ir sheshalchu eshekleim, they sent the machsa shekel with a shliach. V'nignevu, while the shliach was on the way going to Yerushalayim, it got stolen. Somebody stole all the machsa shekel. Oish avdu, or else he lost it. So it depends like this. If nitrumu hatruma, if in the bezdin in Yerushalayim, they already took out the truma, which means there we said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, has all the money that was all the machsa shekel was put into a special neshka, into a special room, and now it came on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they took out buckets full of the machsa shekel. That's called truma. And they took out some money from the lishka, and that money they're going to start to use now to buy the new kabbonis for the coming year. So if they already took out the truma, means they already opened up the lishka and took out the buckets full, we'll see later on how they did it, of the machsa shekel, and then it got lost, is nishboyim legizborim. So the pshat is, then the shliach has to swear to the gizbor that it was lost like boynis. He wasn't pashaya. It wasn't his fault why it got stolen or why it got lost. And he's potter. What about v'yim lav? Let's say, v'yim lav, that the bezdin did not make the truma yet. In other words, the money is still in the lishcha. The Bezdin did not make any truma, did not open up the lishcha in Yerushalayim, did not start taking out the money yet to buy the kabbonis, is nishboyin l'bnei ir. Then we say the shliach, that he lost the money while he was going to Yerushalayim, he lost all the whole bundle of machsa shekel for those city, so he has to swear now to the people of his city that it was done by Ines. He wasn't a pashay, it wasn't at fault why it got stolen. And then the locher is the bnei ir, sheiklin tachtayim, that the bnei ir have to bring another machsa shekel. In other words, the whole city collected the machsa shekel one time, and they sent it with a shliach to bring it to Yerushalayim. And on the way up to Yerushalayim, the money got stolen or got lost. See, if the truma was not taken yet, then we say, Hegdish was never zeichi yet with this money yet. So if the money got lost before it got to the gizbor, tough, the gizbor didn't get the money yet, so the bnei ir have to pay again, send another machsa shekel up. That's the halacha. that the shliach has to swear to the people of a bnei ir that like he was a shomer. We'll see in the Gemara, he was a shomer chinam, a shomer sacha, but he was a shomer watching their money. So he has to swear to them that he wasn't a pashay, it wasn't his fault, and therefore the shliach is potter. But the people from the city have to send the second machsa shekel. What about nimtzu? Later on, they find it where it was lost, and now they find the first of machsa shekel. Oishach zero maganovim. Or else in the case where it was stolen the first time, then the shliach went back home, and the bnei ir sent the second machsa shekel, and now after they sent the second one, now they found the first machsa shekel. What's the locha? Do we say they could take it back home, it's theirs, or no? So the Mishnah says, Eilu v'yelu shkolim. Both of them have a locha like a shekel. Even though one was given like because they thought it was lost, but now that they find the lost one, still it's a din mid rabbonin, both of them are given to the Beis HaMikdash b'Torah shkolim. And the second one they're giving now cannot be credited to them for the next coming year, but rather no, it's only for this year and that's all. It's like you gave two shkolim for this year. For next year, you still have a chiyuv to give next year. So now, what's the pshat, the Mishnah, what's the difference? Again, if the people from the city collected their machsa shekel and they sent it with a shliach to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So it depends when it got stolen or when it got lost, whether they made a truma lishka or not. So what's the chilek? The Mefarish says, the Karbonator says, in nitmru ha-truma, in the middle of the Mishnah, in nitmru ha-truma, shoyiragilam litroin mehakupais letzorach ha-kabonis. They used to take off, open up the big lishka, and take out kupas, take out baskets full of machsa shekel. Voyotormin al-hagovui. That means any time the people already collected the machsa shekel, when the Bezdin made the truma, they had those machsa shekel in mind also. The alosud ligvoy, something's going to be collected. Kadeshio chelik per kabonis. They should also have a chelik in the carbon of this year. Because right now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bezdin is opening up the lishka and taking out a bucket full of the money. So the people that didn't send the machsa shekel yet won't be included in the chelik of the carbon. So if like Bezdin had them in mind, it was considered as if their shekel already reached the Beis HaMikdash. Afli oisan shadayin leshokul. Even for the people that did not bring it yet. There was our Mishnah holds that shoklin al osid lovoy, al osid, or al pishla nigvu. Even though the machsa shekel was not collected yet, but when Bezdin makes the truma, they have in mind to be mezaka for all the people that eventually will bring it. So therefore, once Bezdin makes the truma, it's considered as if all the machsa shekel already reached Bezdin. So if it first got lost or stolen after the truma, it's considered as if it already reached the Beis HaMikdash, it already reached the Gizbur, and now like it got stolen from the Gizbur. Therefore, the shliach has to swear to the Gizbur that he was not poshei, he didn't do anything wrong, and he's potter, and just the Gizbur loses out. But before they made the truma, then we say the money did not reach the Beis HaMikdash yet, it doesn't belong to the Gizbur yet, the Gizbur didn't receive the machsa shekel. Who does it belong to? It's still the Bnei Irs. They're sending their money with the shliach. So if the shliach got stolen from the shliach, so the bnei ir is lost out. They didn't give the machsa shekel. So true, the shliach just swears that he was the noinis, he was not a pashayim, he's potter. Then the people have to send again the machsa shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. So Mishnah says, first of all, the beginning of the Mishnah said that after you collect all the machsa shekel from your town and you want to send it to your shliach, it weighs a lot, you're allowed to change it over into gold to carry the gold to the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't weigh so much. For the Gemara better rates, why don't you change it into pearls, diamonds? They're more expensive, they don't weigh so much. So why do you have to carry gold for? Carry better diamonds better. Magolius, the precious stones. And for the Gemara, Shema Tizla Magolius. We're afraid maybe while you're going, it'll be devaluated. It won't be so worth anymore. The Nimtza Hegdish Mavskid, Hegdish is going to lose out. It's close to mind, you're taking coins. Money doesn't get devaluated. It's not like an empty soil, the shekel goes down, down, down. But normal, like here, it doesn't go down the money. So Melam, if you give gold coins, that's good, that will stay the same. But to change it over into diamonds, we're afraid maybe you bought it at $10,000, and by the time you get to the Beis HaMikdash, it's only be worth $8,000. So you will have a hefsid. Therefore, you can't change it over into any other things but money. Kihidu Tanina, like we learned in the Mishnah. Kihidu Tanina Tamon, we learned like this. The kulon, nifton, the kesef, or the shava kesef. Usually when you pay to something, you could use money, and shava kesef, something valuable, like any chayfetz, a chair, anything you could use, that's worth money. So it's going on in Mishnah in Bechoris, that claimer, v'chol ha'nifton going b'chor odom, if you have a b'chor of an odom, that has to be paid to himself to a kohen, v'hegdeshes, or else you have hegdish, is niftin bekesef or b'shav kesef. You're allowed to give the koyin or give that gizbar even shav kesef. Chutz min ashkolim, achutz min hilchas machsa shekel. Shabol lishko machsa shekel sorach shita noisin kesef noki madbeya metzuyer. V'lo shav kesef. You can't give shav kesef. V'toni b'shad yaf ma'ase sheni v'horayin eino elo b'kesef lo shav kesef. But that's the law, and what again that the kulon everything else heis bechor adam and hegdish is niftin. It could be poiderit the kesef with real silver over shava kesef, something that's worth money, any object. Chutz mishkolim, achutz from shkolim, aber v'yein poider mekelim. But when you are poider the bechor or hegdish, you can't be poider with kelim. And why not? V'yom rav Shmuel bar rav Yitzchok shema yazilo hakelim. We're afraid maybe later the kelim will get devaluated. The nimtza hegdish mafsid, hegdish will be losing out. The same thing applies here also. Oif hochi nama, the same thing here also. The reason why you can't change over the machsa shekel into diamonds or pearls, cause shema tizel amagolius. We're afraid maybe in between the pearls will change, be devaluated. The nimtza hegdish mafsid, and hegdish will lose out. Therefore, you can only change it over into other type of gold coins that won't be devaluated. The first says again, poidin me meister sheni bekelim. Some say it's going to be poidin go than meister sheni. You can't be poidin meister sheni with kelim. Why not? Yeah, because meister sheni you have to take to your shlaim and eat in your shlaim. So if you be poidin the meister sheni onto kelim, we're afraid by the time you take the kelim to your shlaim, it'll get devaluated and you won't be eating that much value of meister sheni. Hey, the other things that doesn't apply to kelim by Moshe Bechor Adam or by Hegdish. Because if you're pointed with right now, so right now you're giving it to Hegdish, the pigeon is chal right now. But the Meister Sheni, the word is, you have to take this money of whatever you're pointed on and take it to your shlaim and leave it there. So it has now the Kedushas Meister Sheni. So you can't put the Kedushas Meister Sheni onto Kalim. Because we're afraid by the time you get to your shlaim, it'll get devaluated and Hegdish will lose out. So same thing in our Mishnah, we're afraid the Masa Shekel will be, Hegdish will lose out. Right. So the Gemara mas nisen betaklin charetin. That our Mishnah says that even the Medina, outside the base of Migdish, in the rest of Yerushalayim, there were also shofaros. Also these baskets looked like a shofar that was small on top and wide on the bottom. They only had taklin charetin, new baskets. In other words, to collect the machsa shekel of this coming year, for this year now. Ava betaklin atikin, but old shofaros that you collected last year's machsa shekel. Let's say somebody didn't pay up last year machsa shekel. He had a chiyuv to do it. He could still pay it up. But that money doesn't go for the next coming year. It goes rather for the last past year and they use it for other things. That's called taklin atikin. Old baskets that you use for last year's machsa shekel. Light bedor. That was not the Medina. So that's what our Mishnah says, the Medina and Yerushalayim and other places, the Atshefaris, only for the new machsa shekel. But not for last year's. So the Mara of Atoni came and learned like this also, that Atikin b'migdash, old shofaros means old baskets, doesn't really mean old, just means that you put in there the old machsa shekel from last year's, that was only in the migdash they had those shofaros. V'ein Atikin b'medina, Mashenkin in the rest of Yerushalayim, you never had a shofar that you collected the money from the old machsa shekel. Like the first of Korbanator says, Masnissin de Tanan, Shoyu Sheforos Bemedina, Daskin Lataklin Haratin, means Lishkolim Shoshana Abo. Somebody is giving the Machsa Shekel for this coming year. Well, Lishkolim Ayishonim for the old Shkolim. Mishloy Shokol Lishtakis, somebody did not give a Machsa Shekel last year. Loyhoye Sheforos Bemedina. There was no Sheforos in the Medina outside the Beis Hamikdash. Elitzorok Levin Bemedish. Hiyana Badaska come into the Beis Hamikdash. If they only made it easy for this coming year, like on Rosh Chodesh Adar, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had the Shefaris b'Medina, that people start giving the Machsa Shekel. Yeah. But Tony came, but Tani Nam Yochel, it's also, that Atikah b'Megdish, that Tani come on. Right. Morris says now, Mas Nisan b'Shem Echinim. Our Mishnah says that this Shliach, that was taking the Machsa Shekel from all the people in Haifa, and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Mishnah says that it got lost or got stolen, he's potter. And he has to swear that he wasn't a Pashaya. So the Churzat Gemara, that goes only by Yeshay Mechinim. Because Yeshay Mechinim is potter on Gneva Gaveda. Yeshay Mechinim means he was not paid for watching it. Avo B'Shay Mesacher, let's say we pay the Shliach, we pay him to watch it, Then loy our Mishnah is not talking about a shrema socher, because a shrema socher is chayiv on geneva v'yavedim. So how does the Mishnah say he swears that he was noinus in his potter? No, a shrema socher is chayiv on geneva v'yavedim. Tomorrow so says loy b'domit. Our Mishnah is not talking about a shrema socher. Omer Rabbah, Rabbah wants to say no. V'yafilu teima b'shrema socher. Maybe our Mishnah could be talking about a shrema socher. I a shrema socher is chayiv on geneva v'yavedim. I tell you, when our Mishnah says v'nignavu, it means nignavu b'listim mizuyin. It means armed robbers came and stole it from him. That's called an honest. When do we say yachayiv on geneva? That's a regular geneva. That you should have watched out, you should have called for help. But when armed robbers come, that's called an honest gomer. Then even a shema sacher is potter. Like the before, like the Kabbalah says, listim mizuyin, ganev mizuyin, an armed robber. The honest, so there you're an honest, not your fault. So the svar is, you were not makabel to watch such a dangerous thing that to get yourself killed. So therefore, you're potter, even a shema socher. Avdu, what's the case of avdu also? Avdu means, it should be, we have kimi, the Nusach Babli says, means b'mi, sheshoku svinosai, b'yam. We're talking about a case where the whole svina drowned in the ocean. So that's also called an honest gomer. It's not called like you are lazy a little bit, you didn't watch it so good, it got lost. But rather got lost the fact those svina got drowned in the ocean. That's also an honest gomer that Hashem Asachar is potter in that also. So our Mishnah could be talking about Hashem Asachar, but these type of cases that Hashem Asachar is also potter. Where Omer Rab Yusti, Rabbi Simon, asked your command the Omer, Termin al Hagovui via Lost Livus. Our Mishnah goes according to the man of the Omer that holds this Yisoid. That when on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Bezdin goes and takes the truma from the Machsa Shekel, from the Lishcha, where all the money was stored. Now they go take baskets full of Machsa Shekel out of that room. That's called the truma. They do it not only for the Machsa Shekel that already reached the Beis Hamikdash, but even for the people that are going to give it or are on the way to give it. It's also considered like Bezdin received it already. That's why our Mishnah says that if the Shliach lost it, after the Bezdin already made the truma, then the Bnei Ir is potter from giving another Machsa Shekel. He just has to swear to the Gizbar and then the potter. Why? Because since when the time Bezdin made the truma, we consider as if all the Shkolim that are going to come, as if it's there already. So it's considered like the Bnei Ir already, their Shkolim reached the Beis Hamikdash. So Bezdin has it already. It got lost from the Gizbar. So that's what our Mishnah holds. That even though your Machsa Shekel did not reach the Beis Hamikdash, but when they make the truma, it's considered after taking it, even for the losid, ala osid ligvois, anybody that plans to give the Machsa Shekel. Param, because really, param usually means, because is man diyomer, param, because there is somebody, command diyomer ain't termin, because there is a man diyomer that it says no, we'll see later on in the Masechta, that we are not termin, Bezdin does not have in mind for the people that will eventually give the Machsa Shekel. When they take out the truma right now, it's only for the Mishkolim, for the Shekels that were here ready. But the Shkolim did not come to the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have them in mind. Is Mela Loyal Givui, Loyal Lost Ligvois, Loy Bedor. So our Mishnah doesn't go according to this Mandiyama. Because this Mandiyama, there wouldn't be any Nafkaminer. Even if Bezdin already made the Truma, still, calls the man your Machsa Shekel to not reach the Gizbar, it's not considered you did the mitzvah yet. And if it got lost then, the Bnei'ir would have to give another Machsa Shekel. But Bnei Yair Sheshalchu Hashikloim. So the Mishnah says what if everybody in the city they gave the Machsa Shekel and now they sent it with the Shliach to Yerushalayim and it got stolen or lost on the way, so the Shliach has to swear. So it depends. If they made the Truma ready, we say as if it reached Bezdin already, the Gizbar, so he has to swear to the Gizbar. If it was before the Truma that it got lost, so then he has to swear to the Bnei Yair. So tomorrow Amar Rabbi Loza to Rabbi Shimon he, our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Shimon. To Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kodeshim, Shuchai Bach Rusin. If somebody has something that belongs to Hegdish, and it's in your Achrayis, that means if you lose it, you'll have to bring another one. We say, Kinechosavain, it's considered like it belongs to you. Because the question here really is, the klal is, Ein Nishboyim ala Hegdish. That the klal of Masechta Shavuos, you don't make any Shavuos about property that belongs to Hegdish. So the question here, how's our Mishnah say, you're supposed to swear to the Gizbar? It says, after you made the truma, then it got lost, so the shliach has to swear to the gizbar that what, that he was an honest. He wasn't that fool. But the chur, the shkolim already belongs to Hegdish. So it's Hegdish nikah money. So you don't have to swear all the Hegdish. So
The Gemara says that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon that says that since the loch, even though it's hegdish already, but since you're chayev achrusan, if it would have been lost, you would have to pay for it. Like here, the shliach. If the shliach would have been pasheya, if it would have been his fault, he would have had to pay for it. So it's as if it's his nechosim, and therefore he has to make the shvur. So the korbaneda to Reb Shimon he. That our Mishnah says the shomer here that's watching, taking the machsa shekel, has to swear, goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yom Reb Shimon Masech the Shavuos Kodoshim Shehifkid Shehamafkid Chayei Bachrusin. Somebody has a behemah, has kochim in your rishus, and if you lose it, you'll have to bring another one. Reb Shimon knows Kiridei Darmin, it's considered like your property. His Ochinami. Since the Bnei Yir has to bring another Machzah Shekel, Lav Kadesh Ninu, it's not considered like a Tegdish. Even before the Truma. But the Kasher is, when the Bnei Yir, when they set aside this money, they gave it for the Machzah Shekel. So they made this money Hegdish, like your Machzah to give to the Gizbur. So right now it's called Kotshim like. So why does the Shliach have to swear, Lachur it's Hegdish? The Teretz is, since if the Shliach would lose it, the Bnei Yir, the people would have to pay another Machzah Shekel, so it's still considered like the Machzah Shekel belongs to them. Therefore, they have to swear. So according to this pshat, it will only come out good. Why? If it was lost before he made the Truma, that we say he has to swear to the Bnei Yir. Because Nagei to the people in the city, they're still Mechuyah Bachrayis, so this money is still considered like theirs, he'll have to swear. But it would be a kashiyat, why does he have to swear after they made the Truma, that we say the Bnei Yir is potter, because it's considered like Hegdish, the Gizbar, received the money. So if they're potter for Nachrayis, it's pure Hegdish is Nechosim. So it's shver, why does the Shliach have to swear to the Gizbar? The Chur, you don't swear on the Chosim of Hegdish. That's the Gemara will soon ask. But so far we're saying, according to Reb Shimon, it's only good, why the Shliach has to swear to the Bnei Yir. Bnei Yir means that since they have a Chrayis, that it's lost, they're going to have to pay another Machzah Shekel. So that's good, Reb Shimon Shita. Anytime you have a Chiyav Achrayis on Nichse Hegdish, it's considered like it belongs to you. So therefore, it's like you're in the Chosim. Therefore, there's a Shvua. Omer Rabbi Yechanan says no. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Divrei Hakolhi. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to everybody, even not according to Reb Shimon Shita. So the Chur of the Kasher is usually on Hegdish. You don't have to swear. So I'll come here, the Shliach that's taken the Machzah Shekel that got lost. He has to swear. I tell you, Mishum Shvuas Takona. It's a Rabban and Dekaloch here. Bezdin made a new Takona that they want the Shliach to be very careful. Like, since you're taking the Machzah Shekel, which is Hegdish, to the Beis Hamikdash, be careful what you're doing. So in order that the Shliach should not be Mezalzlim boy, they made a Shvua, you have to swear that you weren't at fault. But it's a new Takona to the Rabban. Enoch Namin. But your eyes, you would not have to. It's only with the Rabban. Like he said, the Korbanedah. Mishum Shvuas Takona. Midi Eraisa Potelagamri. Rabbanon who the talking lay, shlo yizalzlo b'shmir segdeshes, that the shliach should not be mizalzlo, take it easy with watching hegdeshes shkolim, therefore he has to make a shvuah. So Gemara, al das the Reb Yechon, according to Reb Yechon in Svaro, that it's only new takon here, nich, it's very good, our Mishnah, the two shvuas that it says, nishboyin the gizborim, first of all, you have to swear to the gizbor, that's very good. Even though by the Gizbar the Pshat is, it's after the Truma, and the Bnei Yir are not Chai Bachrusin anymore, so it's pure Hegdish, still the Shliach has to swear to the Gizbar. The Yim Lav, let's say it was before the Truma, so that it didn't reach the Gizbar yet. It's still the Achrayas of the Bnei Yir. Nishboin of Bnei Yir. It's very good, you have to swear to Bnei Yir. Or Bnei Yir Shekel Machrayim. And the Bnei Yir has to bring another Machzah Shekel, Tachtayim, instead of the first ones. In other words, if it happened before the Hegdish took the Truma, so the Machzah Shekel never reached the Gizba yet, and it got lost, so the city was not Mekayim the Mitzvah Machzah Shekel, they have to bring another Machzah Shekel. Mishum Shavuos Takona. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's very good on Mishnah. The reason why you swear is because there's a new Takona to swear. Elul Rebbe Lozom, but according to Rebbe Lozom, that he said our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shimon, that really the cloud is you don't swear on something that belongs to Hegdish. Only if you have a chrayis on it, like the Bnei Yir, before they took their truma, that if it got lost, the people in the city would have to pay another machzah shekel, so since that money is still in their achrayis, it's considered like their money. Therefore, it's understandable why the shliach has to swear to the Bnei Yir. Is nishpoyim l'Bnei Yir hodehi? That's very good. To Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Because you said, since the chayiv achrayis. Oh, but the Mishnah says, though, nishpoyim l'gizborim. But let's say the Gizbar, they already made the Truma Saleshka, they took the Truma out,
So we're going now a Mishnah that term alosid ligvois. So Melech considered like all the machzah shekel already reached the gizber. So the bnei yir apotzef an achrayis. They don't have to give another machzah shekel. The money like reached the gizber already. So the shliach has to just swear to the gizber that he wasn't at fault. So the kasher is gizber mayav etayu. How come you swear to the gizber? L'chura the gizber is pure hegdish, and the klal is you don't swear on nichsa hegdish. You, Rabbi Lazar, want to say the Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Shimon. So that's only good, calls them on the people in the city. Have a chrayis on the shkolim before they took off the truma. But once they took off the truma, you're telling me now it's considered like the machta shekel reached the base of Mikdash already. So the b'nei yir apotter, there's no more chrayis. So there's no more chrayis, it's pure nichsa hegdish. So why does the Mishnah say the shliach still has to swear to the gizber? It's shvi'a according to Rabbi Lazar. And the Gemara Enechanami. Really, there's only one shvu here. It means nishpoyim lebnei yir b'maymid gizborim. Really, the Mishnah only means one shvua. It's only a shvua if before they took off the truma, that the money did not reach the gizber yet. So then we say that it's, then we say it's considered by achrayis of the people in the city. So that's what's good according to Rabbi Shimon. It's called then a chosim, you have to swear. But when the shliach has to swear to the people, he has to swear in front of the people and also in front of the gizborim. So there it is. That's why they have to swear in front of both of them. But Enochnam, it's not swearing directly to the Gizborim. He's only swearing in front of the Gizborim, but he can swear to the Bnei Yir. He says at the top, "Omeshanin Nishbarim Bnei Yir, Lito Schorin B'Maimon Agizborim." Because there's a hefset here at the Hegdish. So he's swearing now to the Bnei Yir. That the Bnei Yir, he's asking them, you have to pay me money though. I want to get my wages. I did a shliach for you. Pay me up. So even though what the Bnei Yir say, why should we pay you up? You didn't do the good thing and got lost. He says, no, it wasn't my fault. So he has to swear to them to collect their money. Why is he swearing in front of the Gizbar? Stam. Since the Gizbar lost out here, he's talking about after the Truma. After the Truma is considered like the money already reached the Gizbar. Now that it got stolen, it's like it got stolen from the Gizbar. So the Gizbar, the Hegdish, is losing out. So he say, when you swear now, swear in front of the Gizbar. So that the Gizbar should not be choshed you, as if to say, maybe you stole our money. But it's not considered a Shrua directly to the Gizbar. You're swearing to the Bnei Yir. And why are you swearing to the Bnei Yir? Because you want to get paid for the job that you did. So they say, but you didn't do a good job. It's your fault it got stolen. He has to swear, no, it's not my fault it got stolen. For the Gemara, Inami lo neshav yulu poshim. Or else that the Gizbar should not think the whole city is a Pasheya. So that's why he has to swear in front of them. So afal pi shekiblu Bnei Yir l'shalem ein ahegdish yoytzeb l'shua. The Gemara said, I'll go new then. Even though afal pi shekiblu Bnei Yir l'shalem, let's say in a case where even after the truma, that really the Bnei Yir is potter from paying the machzah shekel. Because since they already made the truma, it's considered like all the money reached the gizbar already. And then it got lost. So the Mishnah says, you potter. What about the Bnei Yir side, but since Hegdish is having a loss, the money really did not reach them, will pay up a second time. Still the din is, ain't a Hegdish yetzib leishvua. Still there's a takana to say, the shliach has to swear to the gizbar, that it wasn't his fault. So Korban learns, this goes according to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, afal pisha kibla means, and Rabbi Yochanan koi, we go according to Rabbi Yochanan, they come out the shvua zu takana chachomni. The Rabbanah made a new shvua here, by the Machta Shekel. Shena Hegdish Yoitzeb Leishvua. Hilkach, Afilu Kiblu Anshei, Pair Aleim, Vyarmo Hurl Vyonu Mishalmim, Engel Sein Lashishva Shliach, Shunemelonu, Ein Shemin Lehen, Shen Hegdish Yoitzeb Leishvua. It's according to Rabbi Yechon, it's at the corner here, that you can't let Hegdish go without swearing to him. So even if the people want to pay by their own, the Machta Shekel, still they have to swear to Hegdish that the Shliach has to swear it wasn't his fault. As according to Rabbi Yechon, now it's at the corner kavua. You can never pop yourself in the shvua. You'll always have to swear.